From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Following the successful Wison Open Day held at Ipswich and District Radio Club in February, club members rose well before dawn last Sunday, May the 2nd, to support the Brisbane Trail Marathon. Communications between checkpoints was made possible with a temporary repeater set up by Bob, VK4RJ, in the Agula National Park. The almost inaccessible location was near the rain gauge, some 8 kilometres, or 30 minutes, from the bitumen of Mount Nebo Road. Members were stationed at various checkpoints along the 42.2-kilometre route. Wison coordinator Robert, VK4KHW, was stationed at the start-finish line at Gold Creek Reservoir, Upper Brookfield. Robert thanks all members who volunteered their time to make it a successful day. This year's marathon attracted 65 runners for the full marathon, which started at 6 a.m. 95 runners took part in the 24.7-kilometre half marathon, which began at 6:15 a.m. 6 checkpoints maintained radio contact with each other via the temporary repeater. Their main task was to send through regular updates on runners passing each checkpoint. The organisers of the Brisbane Trail Marathon were particularly pleased with the efforts of club members, and I heard firsthand how grateful they are for the support. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Peter, VK4YAC. In the Brisbane area, it's heard every Sunday following the national news on VK4RMC Mount Cutha on 146.650 MHz.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In the ever-moving world of amateur radio, our own organisation, the WIA, has posted the results of the ballot for the upcoming 4 board vacancies. It seems that members decided on the sensible path of maintaining continuity by re-electing 3 existing directors and 1 new candidate. It is so important for organisations to maintain that continuity which reflects in the faster uptake of matters without a lag, whilst new people bring themselves up to speed. Of course, the first matter of importance to be dealt with by the reconstituted board after the AGM is the election of office bearers. We all look forward to witnessing the new face of the WIA in action. One topic that seems to rear itself is the matter of civility, of courtesy, to our fellows. I've spoken about this issue in relation to ageism and offensive behaviours directed towards our fellow amateurs, both on air and on other platforms such as social media. One area that has a personal effect is that the other amateur with whom I share was given the great uncouth exhortation to go away, but in an expletive manner within a short period of obtaining her licence. Admittedly, the person concerned would have been severely penalised if they had been given a roadside breath test, but there's no known legal offence of being drunk in charge of a microphone. When we go on the road as licensed drivers, we do not necessarily know the gender of the other people sharing that particular section of road surface. We accept that other road users have the right to be there and have the necessary knowledge and skills, and not to forget the appropriate licence, to be driving or riding along with us. When it comes to radio, there is a similar tacit acceptance that the operator on the other end of the QSO is entitled to be sharing the airwaves with us. Without access to call books and call sign lookup pages on the internet, we accept the station as operating legitimately. If we don't have a visual or auditory cue, we wait to be advised of the other person's details, and depending on whether it is in contest mode, simple digital exchange, or rag chew, we may not immediately know the name or gender of the other operator until the QSL card hits the inbox. To my mind, this is as it should be. We accept that the other people are behaving in the same manner as we ourselves are, with respect to courtesy. Sadly, this isn't always the case when it concerns a YL operator. The reports that circulate in muted tones of poor behaviour and bad language and harassment, which some of our fellows have received, is a poor reflection on the whole cohort. As they say, the situation that you walk past is the behaviour that you accept. For me, and I hope for the majority, we will not walk past sexist behaviour in amateur radio anymore. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.